You've already probably ventured out to Redfern to get a glimpse of the beguiling work showing at the Undergarments exhibition at 107 Projects. The works focus on a mass of issues centred around gender, sexuality and identity in a technological era which are both morbid yet sensitive. So we have the curators of the show, Ellen Giff, or Giff?
Giff.
You got
yes.
it right.
Yep. Yes. And Adriana Carey, joining you right now to tell you more about the exhibition. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
I'm so glad I got Giff, not Giff, right?
And my name's Adriana Carney.
Carney. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right.
One right, another wrong. Sorry. But something that's startling about all of the pieces you've created is there's massive involvement with clothing and fabric. Why is this?
We kind of wanted to have like a sort of reflection of craft-based practice as well as digital practice as well. We looked to a lot of like fibers artists to be in the show, and yeah, Carla Adams.
Her weaving was quite great because she did a portrait of a man that she corresponded with on Tinder.
Oh, good, like unity between the two.
Good come together. Yeah. Both of our interests.
Like a weaving, but then about digital experience and post-internet living.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How was it for you kind of bring that tangible into the digital world? Because they're quite separate these days, it feels.
I think it was really fun. A lot of my interest in work is web-based installation. It's really interesting watching patrons sit at the computer in a gallery space and kind of have that experience around a lot of people.
Websites kind of and galleries really work, and it especially we noticed at the opening in particular, it was really like exciting seeing people get into being online but like in a different type
setting,
of way.
Like, not in your pajamas.
Exactly.
I was wondering just when you find like those digital displays in like exhibitions, especially when they're like something small like a tablet and you're there and you're just you and you think it's just you and the tablet, and then there's like, oh, there's three other people behind me also looking at it. It feels like, you know, back in the day when people used to all crowd around the television and watch it. Was that kind of the vibe you're going for too with this?
Totally and definitely like that
over the shoulder
experience of computers back in the day when your mum would come through and you'd be on MSN or whatever, kind of that idea, because now that we have our iPhones, we have a computer on us at all times, and there's not really that physical embodiment. It's just everywhere. You don't really take a break from it. You don't sit on the computer for an hour or whatever.
Yeah. We're part of the generation that's like millennials, but still remembering what it was like to be on the computer, have like certain amount of computer times, and we didn't have iPads, and it's just interesting bringing it back to what it was like for us to be on the computer with the over-the-shoulder gaze type thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting, our generation particularly, since we do remember the before and after. Well, the youngers only remember after, and like, what's a floppy disk like? And then you've got the older ones who are like, still don't know how this stuff works at all. How do you kind of balance that in this exhibition kind of thing?
Well, we're really focused on a cross-generational kind of
like depiction of experience and... Yeah, we have like quite a like breadth of artists of all different ages and gender identities and sexualities.
Yeah, we really wanted that inclusiveness, inclusivity. Sorry.
Yeah.
To our show. Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like you can feel that just walking around, and then with our website as well, reading like all the statements.
I mean, the internet is a pretty inclusive place as well as very exclusive in other ways. Did you explore this kind of idea as well?
Yeah, we did in some ways. We kind of, I don't think we initially sought out to do that, but you definitely feel that, I think, when you go through the show.
Yeah.
One of our first goals was for it to be inclusive and represent like lots of different experiences of... That's why we liked the title Undergarments.
Not so much censorship of the internet. I don't think that was really our theme for the show. I think it was more like the playfulness. I think a lot of work today about the internet is very negative. We kind of wanted something that's like quite broad, quite fun, playful kind of
with like
ideas.
Yeah, and going off what Ellen's just saying, like with a lot of our website work, it is quite fun. Like we got a lot of good reactions from Xanthi Dobby's screensaver
pack.
Yeah, that was, everyone had like lots of fun and like just putting on the headphones and like the different music, and
it was very interactive. And we got she actually made a list for people to write their emails down, and she would send them a screensaver at the end of the show. So that's quite fun as well.
Everyone was excited about that. Yeah.
On that though, you do also show the kind of the more darker side of the internet. So you've got some movie releases, articles and artworks that kind of show this. Can you talk more about those works in particular?
Yeah, I guess Faith Holland's work, VVVVVV.
That's a lot of V's. Okay.
Yeah, it's isn't it? She created a website that was in the format of a porn website, but there was no pornographic material at all. She just used a lot of abstract imagery, which kind of depicted...
there were like galaxies and like...
Yeah.
Black holes and...
But she had like all the pop-ups and the aesthetic of...
And lots of text, and like you, it felt like you were on one of those websites, but then you couldn't find any of, like, it was very surreal in a way. The like,
yeah, but I guess what with what you're saying, like the post porn kind of dialogue was a lot, was kind of integrated in the show back with Carla's work, Faith's work,
yeah, Bronte Jones,
Jones's work, Park Selfie, where she had she set up a tripod with her iPhone in a park.
And a selfie stick.
And a selfie stick, yeah. And it's kind of about that, like, voyeurism.
Also, we were really interested in, like, public and private spaces. And I feel like you get that on the internet a lot, and, like, what you decide to show of yourself online. We wanted to show that. And I think that's throughout the show. Especially Bronte Jones is a really good example of that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you look at Instagram and it's... everything that the person wants you to see. Happy, beautiful life, but it's never, like, no one's actually ever living the Instagram life, though, are they?
Yeah, no. I mean, it depends on, I guess, what you, how you approach Instagram,
and how seriously it affects you.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's very broad.
It's changing a lot. Like, I feel like it changes always the way that people have been using it.
Another example of the post-porn kind of idea that we're really into was Damiano Dentice's work, which featured a cam girl in her bedroom, just talking about the experiences she's had as a cam girl. And, yeah, it was a really kind of a really positive look on sex work, which was really great to see in the show, and also extremely beautiful.
It was really intimate subtle. And
that was another work that had like a pair of headphones where it was single viewing only. We kind of really like that idea of viewing the work by yourselves.
It's immersive that way, just being on your own with headphones watching the video.
So
there's only one headphone, so only one person can really listen to it at a time, kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's it. Nice. Selfish viewing, that's what we like.
No one else.
Yeah.
So do you have any favourite pieces in the art, or are you just like, nah, they're all my babies now?
We love them all.
We love them all, yeah.
I think they all really speak to each other beautifully.
And we've been working on it for a year now, so we've worked with a lot of the artists for a while. So
a lot of them we haven't met. A lot of them are...
International.
Sourced from Instagram.
Really?
Keeping it real,
interstate as well.
Interstate,
and then local artists too, but a real combination of, artists from all over.
I guess one I was really excited about having in the show was John Yui, who's worked with Gucci recently.
Oh, wow.
She's incredible.
We love her work.
We love her work. We're obsessed with it.
We're fans.
Yeah. It was really nice being able to work with those international idols on Instagram and getting them to Sydney. It was really exciting.
Yeah. Just like a new way of curating.
New way of curating. In the past, how did you curate when you kind of approach an exhibition like this then?
Well, I guess this is our first time.
Yeah, there you go. So
we can get out of that question easily.
Yeah. Very good, very
but
good.
It's been, but in we general. We just approached it in that way, and we've seen the way that other shows were curated. We kind of looked to that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a good time.
It has been, yeah.
Well, it's on now at 107 Projects. It was opening last week. Yep. And it will continue till tomorrow.
Yeah, and we've got an artist talk tonight. So if anyone's in the area... come on down. It's going to start around 6 p.m.
Yeah, around 6. And then there's DJs and should be fun.
It's going to be a hoot.
Yeah.
A digital party.
Digital party.
Yeah.
Come along. But Ellen Adriana.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on 2SER.
Thank you for having us.